Chapter 15, America is Calling. The instant I opened my eyes the next morning, I knew my life would never be the same. The phone rang at 5:30. A lady asked if I was Judson Moon. When I told her I was, she said, "Judson, I'm Corey Kadick with the Today Show. Could I talk with you live on the air this morning?" "Very funny," I said groggily, and hung up the phone. It was too early for practical jokes. But as soon as the receiver hit the cradle, the phone rang again. "Judson Moon?" a woman's voice asked. "The boy who's running for president?" "Yes." "I'm Rebecca Gardner, talent coordinator with The Tonight Show. Would you be able to appear on our program tomorrow night?" "I don't know," I mumbled. "I have a lot of homework this week." "We'll charter a flight for you," she offered. "First-class hotel, limousine. Would you like to visit Disneyland while you're here? I can arrange that." "Can you call me back in 5 minutes?" I asked. I hung up the phone and it rang again. "Judson, this is Corey Kadick again. Listen, I'm sorry I woke you up, but it's a morning show and we have to get going pretty early." "Call back in 5 minutes," I snapped at her. I wanted to get Lane on the phone, but every time I put the receiver down, the phone would ring again. Somebody from People magazine called saying they wanted to put me on the cover. The National Enquirer wanted to buy the rights to my life story. Finally, I was able to speed dial Lane. "You gotta get over here," I practically shouted into the phone. "America is calling." "The Associated Press story must have hit the papers," he said. "I'll be right over. Let me handle everything." I hung up the phone and it rang again. It was Mrs. Sires. She complained that Entertainment Tonight had woken her up at 5 o'clock in the morning, begging to interview her. I took the phone off the hook while waiting for Lane to bike over to my house. Mom and Dad rushed out to work before I had the chance to ask them if I could stay home from school. Lane wheeled into the driveway right after my folks pulled out of it. The phone rang about a second after we put the receiver back on the cradle. Moon campaign headquarters," Lane answered matter-of-factly. Everybody who was anybody was trying to get through. 60 Minutes wanted me and Mrs. Sires on the show. MTV wanted to follow me around for a day with their cameras. Some Japanese TV station was willing to fly an entire camera crew to America to interview me. Corey Kadick called again. Lane cut a deal with a big New York publisher for my life story. He told Pepsi, "I don't do commercial endorsements." Watching Lane work the phone was like watching a master potter mold a vase out of clay. When the smoke had cleared, Mrs. Sires and I were scheduled to appear on The Today Show, The Tonight Show, The Late Show, The Late Late Show, and Good Morning America. I would be on the cover of People, Sports Illustrated for Kids, Time, and Boys Life. Hard Copy wanted me to go on their show, but only if I didn't appear on any other TV shows. Lane told them to buzz off. He turned down requests from the TV shows, magazines, and newspapers he never heard of. "Why did you turn down Meet the Press?" I asked. "I thought that was your favorite show." "You're not ready to meet the press," he replied. In the middle of all this, I managed to get through to school and tell them I wouldn't be coming in. I told the secretary I had a funny feeling in the pit of my stomach, which was absolutely true. She had read the papers and said she thought everybody would understand. By 10 o'clock, reporters started gathering out on the front lawn, setting up cameras and satellite hookups. Some guy was trying to interview me with a bullhorn. I pulled the shades down. It was like the Night of the Living Dead when the zombies are trying to claw their way into the house. We decided to let just one reporter in, Pete Guerrera, the guy who came out to the lemonade stand and wrote the first story about my run for the presidency. "The power of the press," muttered Guerrera after pushing his way through the mob of reporters and through the front door. "You're going to have have to reseed your lawn, Moon. Reporters are worse than animals. Pete sat down on the living room couch and asked a few questions. When he was finished, he asked me if I would mind a little friendly advice. I told him I would appreciate any tips he might have. You kids are new at this, he said. Lots of people want you, Moon. But there's something you should know. Nobody out there is your friend. Everybody wants a piece of you, to sell newspapers or magazines, to improve their TV or radio ratings, to make money. All I'm saying is, be careful. Don't trust anybody. America chews up celebrities and spits them out. I hate to see a nice kid like you get burned. I thanked Pete for the advice. It was obvious that he was more than just a reporter. I could count on him as a friend. As Pete pushed his way out the door and through the throng of reporters and cameramen on the front lawn, I spotted Gus, our mailman. Lane and I ushered him inside. They say dogs with rabies are dangerous, Gus said, handing me a thick stack of letters. Some guy just offered me $50 to give you a note. What did you tell him, Gus? I told him he could get it here a lot cheaper if he just put a stamp on it. Usually the mail is a bunch of catalogs and coupons and other junk, but the pile of mail Gus handed me was a bunch of letters in regular-sized envelopes with my name and address written on them by hand. I pulled out one envelope and ripped it open. Dear Judson Moon, I am in fourth grade. I read in the paper that you are running for president, and I think that's just about the coolest thing a kid my age would run for president. You're an inspiration to millions of kids like me. I made a lemonade stand just like you and raised $34.25 in a morning. I want you to have the money to help you run. Good luck, Johnny Fishman. A check for $34.25 fluttered to the ground. I ripped open another envelope. It was from a kid in Arkansas who put up a lemonade stand. $52.50 in bills and change tumbled out. Lane and I put all the envelopes on the floor and started furiously ripping them open. There were about 50 of them. Some were simply addressed, Judson Moon, Madison, Wisconsin. Some of the letters were from kids who put up lemonade stands. Other kids had car washes, bake sales, or yard sales. Kids were actually selling their own toys to raise money for me. With each letter was a check or a bunch of bills. The largest contribution was $103. We counted up all the money and it came to $2,568.75. We felt like we had won the lottery. You're a genius, I told Lane. And you, Lane said, clapping a hand on my back, are becoming America's hero.